I want you to imagine that, you're getting home after a long day of work, and you're about to unlock your front door, and that's when you spot him. There's a guy just about 10 feet away from you, just masturbating. He's just masturbating his penis out in the open. And you don't know what to do, so you get inside just in case. You don't know what he's capable of or anything, so you just get inside. You call the authorities. You say, "Hey, there's someone outside. They're naked and they're pleasuring themselves." And the person on the other end would say, "Oh, that's just a masturbator. That's just probably a stray masturbator." And their tone would relax you. Their tone would just calm you down. And you'd just say, "Oh, okay. What should I do? Are you going to send someone over?" And the person on the other line, they just say, "No, in fact, you should just let the masturbator in and just see what happens." And because the phone line operator told you to, you'd just do it. You just find yourself unlocking the door and motioning this stranger who's still masturbating to come in. And they'd stand up from the ground and just start hobbling over, both hands on their penis, and they hop in into your place. You just let them in, and before you can even get a word in, they're just there. They're just in the corner masturbating really fast now. They're just masturbating all over the place. You let them in, and instead of waiting around for you to offer them a chair or anything, they just went on the sofa, masturbated there, started humping the couch cushions, looking at your photos while they masturbate. They're wiping their nuts all over the keyboard and masturbating. They're doing squats and masturbating, just being a total complete masturbator. And you want to ask them a little bit more about themselves. You want to ask them, why are they masturbating so much? But all they do is just masturbate. They don't even give you an answer. All they just do is masturbate. And so, you don't want to make sure that they're not doing anything wrong. So you follow them all around the house. They're masturbating while they open the fridge. They masturbate while they're eating your food. They masturbate while they're sitting on your bed. They masturbate while they're sleeping on your bed. They're just a complete and total masturbator. And that's how you live for a few months. You let them sleep on the couch because, they're a dangerous masturbator. They need to be quarantined. So, they sleep on the couch. Within a week, it's all covered in jizz stains. Within a month, it's just splatter art everywhere. This chronic masturbator that you let in your house has already cum on everything. The second you set your keys down, he's already dribbling cum all over it. The second you take off your clothes, he's already sniffing it to get another cheap orgasm. He's just a complete, total masturbator who doesn't know any better. And so, you just kind of let it fly. You let more and more behavior from this masturbator fly, keeping him as a roommate somewhat. Except that he doesn't really pay the bills. All he does is just masturbate. And one night where it's really cold, you're thankful that you took in the masturbator. Otherwise, he'd probably still be out there in the cold. But you just think to yourself, it would be nice to have some body warmth in this bed. So you figure, what the hell? You motion for the masturbator to come into your room. You just watch him curl up in a ball, watch him get nice and comfortable as he masturbates his way to sleep. And so, you get under the covers and you just close your eyes and sleep. And then you don't know it, and you wouldn't know it because you wouldn't be awake. But the masturbator would crawl his way up there, right up to your ear, and start whispering all kinds of things. Just all night, this masturbator whispers something into your ear. And once you wake up, you could swear that you just always feel something in your ear, maybe a tongue, maybe a breath. You wake up, you clean out your ear, and you get your day started with a nice little masturbation session real quick, right into the toilet where it belongs. And you'll just get dressed and go to work, and get nice and comfortable in the bathroom and pump out a load into the toilet. And then after that, you'll go home to your masturbator. And on your way in, you just put your keys in the bowl full of cum like usual. You go walk over, have another bathroom break real quick. This time on the bathroom rug that's nice and crunchy and crusty from all the semen that the masturbator has been spurting. You know, you remind yourself to clean it later, but you figure might as well do it now. So you bend down and you just start licking that crusty, cum-covered rug and you start masturbating, pumping out another load onto it. The masturbator will be right behind you, pumping out another load, and you snap back into reality. Snap back into reality and push away the masturbator and just, you know, get ready for bed. Get nice and comfortable underneath your blanket. The masturbator just whispers in your ear again. He stays up, whispering all the words that he knows into your ear. He spends the whole night just awake, whispering into your ears and masturbating, gooning right next to you in complete darkness. And then as the night progresses, the masturbator forgets what he was doing, forgets his little chance, and just straddles right next to you, straddles up, and just comes right on your face. And then the masturbator rolls over and goes to bed, not knowing that the silly gooner face that he was just making at you was now stuck on your face. And you wake up the next morning in complete horror, as the only masturbator that's around is you in the bathroom mirror. You have now become unable to stop masturbating for reasons beyond your knowledge. You can barely even think, barely able to perceive time, unable to call work because you're just too busy masturbating now. Your face stuck in that ridiculous, goofy, silly face that the masturbator made all the time. And you're just stuck in the cum-covered little apartment that you have. You're too dumb to go to work. Too dumb to meet with friends or family. Too dumb to even figure out how to open the door. You're just stuck in there, masturbating all day and night. Looking at porn while your internet is being paid for by your savings. Just lost in total masturbatory bliss. That is until the rent stops getting paid for. And the next thing you know, you're outside on your ass, outside your front door, just masturbating away without a care in the world. That's when your neighbor looks at you and doesn't seem to recognize you, but shuts the door quickly and calls the authorities before letting you in.